Yeah, he's only working until noon, so he'll be home shortly. I know, he never gets a half day. I don't know what we're doing this afternoon. No, I haven't made any plans for dinner at all. Is today a holiday? Why are you making today so important? Check my calendar. Look, there is nothing important happening today. I'm grabbing my tablet right now to prove it to you. Unlocking, flipping through the apps. Calendar. January 13. Click to see events. I told you there's. No. Why didn't you remind me sooner? What am I going to do? Yes, I forgot it was his fucking birthday. I'm a terrible girlfriend. I get it. Yeah, I know you didn't say that, but I did. I'll talk to you later. God damn it. What am I gonna do? Hey, baby. Happy birthday. Yeah, of course I remember. How could I forget the big day of my cute little man? Okay, I'll quit. Oh, yeah, we definitely have big plans. I've already made reservations for dinner, but first I'm going to make you some lunch while you unwind. Then we're going to watch your favorite couple of movies while we cuddle up under a blanket. Yes, Lion King and Batman. Then we're going out to dinner. Where? We're going to that fancy pizzeria down the street you love so much. Speaking of which, I should go make reservations. What do you mean? You're right. I did say that I already made them. I guess I forgot. I better go get your pizza started. What do you mean we're having it for dinner? We're going to the Mexican joint that you like. Did I say pizza for dinner? I no. Let me explain. I forgot what today was. I forgot the one day of the year that I am in charge of making special. No, I am. You always make me feel so wonderful on my birthday. And I forgot yours. You've already got my presents in your dresser. Don't give me that luck. I do your laundry and put it away. I was bound to find them. Oh, and they're absolutely perfect. But I forgot you. I got busy and stressed, and Christmas was hectic, and I forgot about you. But and I know this may not be the moment to say this because it seems sudden and not well thought out, but if you let me explain, I know what I want to give you. Just come sit down with me for a moment. I know that you worry a lot. You worry about work. You worry about your family back home. You worry about me. You worry about us. And I know you worry that someday you're going to come home and everything will be gone and that there will only be a note saying that I don't love you anymore. And no matter how many times I tell you that I love you, you'll never believe me. Today is an example of why you might think that, but I swear that I love you so, so much. You don't understand what you do to me. When I see you walk into a room, I just can't breathe. My friends laugh at me because you just make me unable to function when I see you. You fill my dreams and my thoughts all day. I have everything I've ever wanted. And all it took to get it was to say yes to you on that rainy June day. I smile like an idiot when you introduce me to people because you beam with pride. I can feel your love for me every moment of every day. I can see your love in the looks you give me. You leave me little notes everywhere. Show me your love. It's also corny and romantic and perfect. Except you never see these things the same way when I do them for you. And I know you try, but you just can't see them that way. So I've been thinking for a long time. I've been thinking of a way to show you that you make me feel like a princess. And I want to make you feel like a prince. And I found it, and I want to give it to you for your birthday. I want you to marry me. I'm serious. I want to marry you. I want to show you that I'm fully and 100% committed to just you. The only one I want. And that you're the only one I'll ever want. I know you think I'm just trying to throw something out there to make up for forgetting today and to stop you from being upset, but that's not it. God damn it, I love you and want to spend the rest of my life with you. I want to take away your worry. That's my gift to you. So, please. Yes? Baby. I'm so happy you said yes. So, I think this is the part where the narrator is supposed to go. And they lived happily ever after. So, for my birthday, are you going to give me a little prince of our own?